Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have a very special guest with us, Ms. Patricia Fuqua. Patricia is a best-selling author, award-winning motivational speaker, and relationship expert specializing in the second time around. Today, we are going to be talking on the topic, how to find your diamond the second time around. Welcome, Patricia. I am going to enjoy talking to you because I've been around more than twice.
Wonderful. I love ladies with experience. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So, yes, welcome. All right. Well, before we get into our show today, I want to tell you about a contest that I'm running for the next 4 weeks. This contest is a perfect tie-in to our topic and our guest today, because apps are not only for millennials. In exchange for your iTunes review of this podcast, you have the opportunity to win a VIP annual subscription to Mixamore, the newest, hottest dating app, as seen on Shark Tank. This one-year free membership includes video instant messenger, hot list, chat advantages, and no advertisements, just to name a few. We will have one winner per week of this VIP membership for the next 4 weeks, so make sure to get your entries in. To enter, post your review to the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna iTunes podcast, and then email info@myhelps.us with the subject line podcast review, and you will be entered to win a VIP annual subscription to the Mixamore dating app valued at $74.99. That email address again is info@myhelps.us. All right. So let's dive right in. Let me tell you more on my guest, Ms. Patricia Fuqua. Patricia is the founder of Dating Diamonds, a service that empowers women to meet the right man the second time around. She is the creator of the First Date, the Soulmate program, and since 2008, she has helped over 500 women meet the right man by designing a personalized plan that she helps them implement. She's polished the art of relationship in her 40-year marriage to her soulmate husband. Her strategy benefits men too. After all, the more knowledge you have, the more you can thrive. Her clients can be found in major cities, including Sydney, Washington, D.C., Sacramento, and San Francisco. She mentors women to use the story of their lives to create the relationship they choose the second time around. Patricia earned her master's degree in American literature and an adult ed credential from San Francisco State University. She holds coaching credentials from the Academy of Excellence and the Wellness Institute. She is a certified matchmaker with the Matchmaker Institute. Patricia also produced and hosted the TV show called The Patricia Fuqua Show, a platform for using intuitive and spiritual practices as guides for better relationships. She has been the guest relationship expert several times on Voice America Radio and TeleSummit conferences. Her workshop has been popular in the East West bookstores in Northern California, and she is the author of the bestseller, Second Time Around, How to Date Your Right Man, that came out in 2018, plus Manifesting Your Soulmate, which came out in 2008. Both of these books are self-published. In 2006, she astounded her colleagues with a record-breaking day at a Whole Life Expo for helping women sort their love lives. She lives in Menlo Park, California, with her husband, Terry, and daughter, Dathena. Well, Patricia, that is a very excellent bio. It covers a lot of territory. So, you know, one of the things that I always like to start off so that, you know, we can, you know, start building a relationship or audience is just to have you talk about your journey to becoming a relationship expert, an author specializing in the second time around. I know that you've been married for 40 years, and I need to say congratulations right off the top, because that is quite an accomplishment. But how did you transcend your own relationship to becoming a coach?
Well, I live a charmed life now. I've honed and polished my communication skills, but it wasn't always this way. There was a time in my marriage when I was depressed because I was juggling career and the needs of young children and my husband and myself and household. And I got really depressed because I was really feeling sorry for myself, and then I got mad, and then, you know, I went into this deep funk. And it wasn't until I discovered that I had the choice to be happy or to be sad that I started to turn myself around. It wasn't my husband. It wasn't my children. It wasn't my job. It wasn't my life. It was the way I was looking at it. So when I discovered that I could be happy as a choice as well as being sad, I said, what am I doing? This is nuts. So I started to reach for better feeling thoughts, finding something good about everything. And anytime somebody made me upset or I felt overwhelmed, I said, okay, so what's the silver lining here? I need it. And then I started to get answers. And so as I discovered the power of choosing how I was going to feel about any situation or any person or relationship, I said to myself, this I have to share with the rest of the women in my life, because we could be so much happier if we only knew. We could just choose to do it. And I have the technique to show them. So that's when I became inspired to start coaching women, because, you know, I love happy people. I just love being around happy people and helping them learn to be happy, helping them to have more love in their lives was something that felt like this is my next step. So that process, I started it first with the Whole Life Expos, because mostly women go to those kinds of events, and I've always been a spiritual person studying spiritual practices. Some people would say religion, and always I wanted to be in alignment with Source. Some people would say God, universe, higher intelligence. There are many names for that creator. And so as a result, that's how I started coaching. I started saying, well, this is what I've learned about being happy and in love. So I'm wanting to share this with you, and we can personalize it for you so that you too can have more love and happiness in your life, ladies. And that one day that I had this record-breaking adjustment for the women, it was just like they were lined up around the table and down the aisles waiting to speak to me. And so I was just giving them these gems of wisdom that I had come to from my reading, from my study, and they were walking away happy. So it was a great day. It's one of those peak experiences.
Yeah, wow. That is awesome. And, you know, a lot of people would go through that process and keep it all to themselves. So it's absolutely great that you went through that process and you realize that everything is better when you share. That's an Oprah statement.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything is better when you share. You know, God gives you a testimony so that you can share and you can encourage. And it's really profound that you had this really record-breaking experience of everybody wanted a piece, because you've hit on something. Happiness is a rare quality. You know, even when you've got all you want, somehow a lot of people are still not happy. And, you know, it's really interesting, but I did an interview on this show with a monk, you know, called Swami. And this morning, Facebook, you know, they always do the thing where they share a memory of something that you've done like 2 years ago or something. And I reposted that. I reshared that. And, you know, he was saying that happiness doesn't come from external sources, just like you have figured out. It comes from inside. And that's why, you know, the Buddhist monks talks about enlightenment, because when you're enlightened, you know, suffering and all those things doesn't come to you. You know, when I woke up this morning with, you know, some heavy things going on in my life with my children, and when I posted it, I said, you know something, I wish that I myself can tap into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do a lot of meditation, and I was meditating this morning from very early in the morning, and it just didn't work because my mind was too busy. So, you know, you're still, yeah. So if you have gems that help people, grab on to a little bit of happiness, that is why they're lined up, because it's something that, you know, we all require at some point in time, you know. We don't have to be depressed, but some days just knock you down.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, good story. So I'm glad that you were able to bottle your experiences to, help others to get there as well. So you touched on something as well about you being a very spiritual and connected to source. So my second question is, how can other women use intuitive and spiritual practices as a guide for better relationships? And let's just add happiness onto that.
Oh, that's the exciting part of my practice, because when I'm sharing with women the seven principles that are in the book second time around.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation is number one, and I'm glad that you're a meditator, because even when we feel that, oh, my God, and my mind is so busy it didn't make a difference, it does make a difference, because you're quieting your mind, and it can give you a different perspective on a situation. So I've learned over time that women need to or benefit from having a different perspective on the situation of relationship and dating and love and happiness, because we can, as a group, we are very sensitive and emotional, some more than others, and when we can tap into that place where we're feeling not as positive as we could and start to look at least one positive thing about a situation that is just is horrible, in our opinion, then that raises our feeling level. And so the idea with this practice that I'm sharing is to support women to recognize what they're feeling and to shift it. So it's kind of like, this morning you said you woke up with heavy feelings and the meditation didn't feel like it was making a difference. However, if it ever entered your mind that, oh, well, this is something I could be thankful for in this situation, that is going to raise your emotional tone. So your job is just to keep saying what is okay. It may not be great, but it's better than just looking at the whole thing as just, you know, a wash. So we keep doing that, and we get stronger at managing our feelings, and eventually we get to the place where we can move more quickly up this emotional scale to happiness, or at least to optimism. And, you know, after meditation, if you say to yourself, oh, well, it wasn't quite as bad as I thought because A, B, and C is in place, you've moved up the scale. Now you're cooking. So you just keep doing that, right? Until you get better and better at it.
That was good advice. You know, I didn't come up with any positives, but I came up with some guidance. And that's basically what happens when you quiet your mind, right?
Right.
The universe, you know, God, your higher self gives you some guidance and some next steps. You know what I mean? So I did come out of, you know, with a bunch of those, some of five to be quite.
Yes.
So it was a good meditation. But, you know, normally when I meditate, you know, I'm able to find that peace. I'm able to find that relaxation. And I wasn't going there. But
yeah,
my mind quiet enough to receive instruction. So
yeah. You just want to quiet it enough to get a different perspective, even if it's just a half an inch.
That is true. All right. So what is some of the other principles?
Some of the other principles have to do with just mining your, like, goal mining your own story to figure out what you really want to experience in relationship. Some women want to feel pampered and protected and privileged. And, you know, what is it each woman needs to discover or to remind herself what she really wants to experience in relationship? Some women are very conventional and they like the idea of having a man play a man's role, you know, do the man things in the conventional sense, you know, manage the house, whatever, you know, take out the garbage, that sort of thing. Other women want somebody to plan their fun, you know. So what is it that helps you feel the way you want to feel in relationship that you would like that other person to be doing? So that's one of the key principles. There are seven total principles. We don't have time to go into them all now.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the keys. How you want to feel in a relationship, and, you know, your meditation to manage your own thoughts and feelings and attitudes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So, again, we're touching on mindsets a little bit. So this is an interesting question for me to ask you, because, you know, when I'm looking at it, we're specifically talking here about the second time around, right? A woman has been divorced, the woman has maybe been in a committed relationship, maybe not necessarily married, but, you know, they're starting over again. And your mindset is very crucial, because your mindset can actually keep you from making this a positive experience. So what mindset do you coach your women and men that they have to develop when they're in the second time around?
Primarily, my women and my men have to have the attitude that there is a lid for every pot. That's an old Southern expression that means that there's someone there.
I understand it too.
They have to believe that. And then they have to believe that all they have to do is be very clear on the vision of what they want to experience, and they will meet that person. That person wants to meet them as much as they want to meet the person. So those mindsets have to be present if we're going to develop a relationship the second time around that is satisfying and that can last.
All right. So I'm going to have a follow-up on this because, you know, having a lid in every pot means that, yeah, there's a match for you somewhere, right? And if you have a clear vision on the match, you know, as a coach as well, any coaching, whether it's for whatever you want, you have to have a clear vision of it, and that's the way you attract it. You need to know what you want, so I understand that. But what I was thinking that is the most important mindset that they have to develop is that they have to release the baggage of the last relationship. So how do you feel about that?
It's important to be aware of the baggage of the last relationship, because it can be like a weight around your ankles pulling you down and away from what you want. And it's also important to be able to shift that attitude that you might have developed, that feeling about relationship or about the opposite gender that you had. So the awareness, the self-awareness of knowing what that attitude is that's blocking you, will allow you to come up with an alternative so that you can do the things, say the things that will help you attract that clear vision that you have and that lid for your pot, so to speak.
Okay. All right. You know, like I said in the beginning of the podcast or the program, is that I've been around the block several times myself, and what I have found, you know, been married like four times, what I have found is that a lot of times the baggage is, if you come out of a relationship and there is a negative experience, you make sure that there's that a negative experience is not in your next partner. But a lot of times you find something else, right? So how do you coach women around, hey, I don't want to have a guy like that again, kind of scenario or attitude or mindset?
Well,
we can call it a whole bunch of things.
I understand what you're saying. And the law of our universe, some people call it the law of attraction, but the way it's set up is that it wants us to be happy. That law is God in action, or the universe in action, or the creator in action. We are put here to have fun. That's the point in the studies that I have had. And so when we focus on what we really, really, really want, the universe hears that, feels that, and says, oh, you want that, honey? Let me give it to you. Immediately, whenever we ask, whether it's a feeling, a thought, or I don't want that, or blah, 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 it's going to give it to us. So the trick becomes being able to manage your feelings and your thoughts and your attitudes so that you're focusing on what you really want. It doesn't understand anything except for what you spend the most time thinking about. So if you're spending most of your time thinking about, oh my God, that was the worst relationship ever, I never want to see a guy like that, well, that's what you're going to get more of, or some variation, because you're spending so much time on it, and that's what the universe is answering, right? Because you're asking for something. You're asking for that relationship.
Awesome. That is the perfect answer, because, yes, that is exactly it. Whatever you see, and that's why a lot of women go in, you know, relationships that are almost the same, because they keep attracting the same kind of man or the same kind of relationship, because they're saying, well, this is what I don't want. Let's take an example of a cheater. This is what I don't want, or even an abusive relationship, and they end up, you know, cycling through those all the time because they tell the universe what they don't want, and that's exactly what shows up. And I like what you said, that whatever you spend time thinking about, whether it's what you don't want or what you do want, then that's what's going to show up. So excellent answer. All right. Well, let's take our first break, and we will be right back to dive into this conversation a little deeper. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are having a very interesting conversation with the author of the bestseller, Second Time Around, How to Date Your Right Man, Miss Patricia Fouque. And in our first segment, we talked about some of the principles to getting your mind right, how to use spiritual practices and intuitive practices as a guide for a better relationship the second time around. And Patricia talks about meditating and gold mining your story. You know, what is it that you really want to experience? You know, you need to have a clear vision. Any coaching will tell you that having a clear vision is always one of the major steps in actually manifesting what you want, because you got to know what you want. You know, one of the questions that I asked Patricia is, what happens when you're saying that, you know, I don't want that kind of man? And her perfect answer was, if you keep telling the universe what you don't want, that's exactly what you're going to get, because that's the only thing that universe understands, what you spend your time thinking about. All right, so as we get into our next segment, let me talk to Patricia regarding her clients and what she does. So I know you give us a pretty broad biography in how you help women. I love the story about the Whole Life Expo and women lining up to hear your tips. But who would you say is your ideal client and why?
My ideal client is a woman of experience and substance who has had more than one relationship. I use second time around because that's a very familiar expression. But she usually has raised her children. She's launched them into college or into the work world, and she's comfortable in her career and in her living style. And she's wondering, where is my good man? You know, I've been a single mom all these years. I've been raising the kids. I've been taking care of other people. I have a great social life. But where is my special partner? And I like this woman. I prefer this as the ideal client, although men in this situation, my teachings work as well, because they have had enough variety and experience to know what they want through conversation. And we can plan how their strategy is going to roll out and make it happen. Well, I shouldn't say make it happen, but we can work with my spiritual principles so that they're very clear on what they want. They know how to manage their mindset. They know what they would prefer to experience. They're open to using these practices. And what happens is that one woman was sitting at an outside cafe in my little town here of Menlo Park one afternoon with her college son, who was home for the holiday. And a man saw her at this outside cafe, parked his car, came over to meet her. And she had been trained by me to have the strategy of being approachable. She looked radiantly beautiful because I said, honey, anytime you go out, you have got to look good, because people are attracted by the visual, men and women. And so she was in line with that. And so he came over, sat down next to her as if he were her best friend. They started chatting. Well, her conversation was being the hostess and making him feel comfortable, because she found out right away that he was her type of guy. And at the end of that short conversation, he passed his telephone number to her on a napkin and said, if you want to continue this, just give me a call. And that was 6 years ago after she said okay. So they're still together. So, you know, it's about being clear, always being ready so you don't have to get ready, and being ready for who comes into your world so that you can check them out and decide if you want to get to know them better.
Oh, I love that. I love the last tagline. You know, I think Will Smith says that best. He says, you know, always be ready, because if you're ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I also like the, you know, you said a whole bunch of things there. Is important. One, you have to be approachable. Two, you always have to look your best when you're going out. You know, I also listened to Steve Harvey's book, and he's talking about the same thing. You know, don't show up in your jogging suit, or, you know, don't go out. You know, he thinks women should always look fabulous, you know, and same kind of thing. So, you know, I like that. I like your, you know, being your target and your avatar. You're very clear on that. So that's pretty good. Awesome. All right. Now let's get a little personal and transparent. So I know you've been happily married for over 40 years. You talked in your journey or your history you know, there's a period of time when you were depressed because you were doing so much, and your happiness came after you decided that you had a choice, and it was not your husband or your kid's job to make you happy. And I absolutely love that. You know, I know this personally, because that's the way, you know, the reason I'm finally happy after running around and trying to find happiness by having other people give it to me. The reason I'm happy in my relationship is because, yes, I meditate and I do me. You know, I don't depend on anyone else to make me happy. You know, I make myself happy. But I saw this in print the other day when Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck had left her. You know, he cheated on her with the nanny. And I think she was having an interview, and she said it point blank. She said it was not Ben's job to make sure that she was happy. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people that are not in our space wouldn't understand that, but I absolutely love it, and I quote it so many times. So what would you say is the reason for your marital success?
Well, marital success means also that there's the dark side of it, that there are some times that are not successful. And after 40 years, there have been times where I haven't been successful at being happily married. And so now that I am happily married, you know that I've gone through some things. So the idea here is, in every situation that has conflict in it, I ask myself, I have learned to ask myself, what would you prefer here, Patricia? And when I get the answer to that, then I can get busy. I can start conversations. In the book, I'm leading women to go from first date to soulmate with these principles. And it doesn't stop once you meet and develop the relationship with your soulmate. The conversations and the communication has to continue through the inevitable conflicts that happen between two people in an intimate personal relationship. So, as a result, I've learned to use that very powerful question, what would you prefer here, Patricia? Now, that tells me that I need to start doing my practices and asking that question. For example, Georgia. My husband and I have a conflict around Georgia. Georgia, the state. We're at a point in our lives where we're thinking, should we move to Georgia or should we stay in California?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is a wonderful state. I love Georgia. My youngest daughter and our grandchildren are there. I love everybody there in Georgia. I've had great times there. But Georgia has humidity up the yin-yang in the summertime. I can't walk by myself. I have to hold on to my husband's arm just to, you know, the air is so heavy. And Georgia has snow. You know, they snow there. So for me, it's the constant conflict. Do I want to be close to the grandkids, or do I want to keep my California weather here? I don't do anything with the snow except look at it, right? So, and my husband is thinking, oh, well, you know, we could go and we could hire a kid down the street to shovel the snow. And I'm thinking, what do I prefer here, Patricia? I don't want to ask some strange kid to sit in my snow.
It's funny.
So right. I'm still working on what I prefer in
okay.
this situation.
Okay. So the end result is you ask yourself what you prefer, but you're not even clear on how you prefer what you prefer. But I guess if you're really having an actual fight about something that's, you know, not something that's a preference, you will know what you prefer. So you ask, you know, what is it you want the man to do? What it is you want the woman to do? Very good.
Yeah.
Because that's very true. You know, and a lot of times we don't communicate what we want. We just fight about it because we expect people to be mind readers, right?
Yes. Well, I've learned that my husband is very, very clear about my feelings and emotions. Sometimes he can help me clarify them. So I've
been really?
Expressing to him these feelings, and so I'm getting clearer. It's a process. It's not always, you know, like, whoa, you get it, right? And it slaps you in the face, the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process, and that's what I teach people. Give yourself time to process what you
okay.
really prefer.
So what else? So so if I were to recap, you're saying that one of the reasons for your marital success is that every situation that you have conflict, you ask the question, what you prefer here. But that had to come later when you were, I'm going to use the word enlightened, but obviously, you know, you're not an enlightened Buddhist, but you're better than you were before. So what made you stick it out those years when you weren't happy? What would you say to a woman right now that's listening that's in those years where it's not working out?
I am a big fan of communication, and it's important to communicate what it is that you prefer to happen in a situation. For me, when I do that with my partner, I discover so many amazing things. Like, he doesn't even have in his mind the thought that I thought he had about a situation, that his mind and his perspective is not what I'm projecting onto him. And usually I just astound myself with his innocence. You know, he would do practically anything to make me happy. But if I get stuck in what I think he means or wants and I don't talk to him about it, then I just go off on some wild goose chase. So I have learned to just point blank have a conversation with him, saying what it is that I prefer and what I would like him to do, and then he tells me if he is in agreement or not. And then we can start the conversation at a deeper level. But
okay.
it's important that I come forward and be clear about it so that, you know, we actually are communicating our true perspectives and our true thoughts and feelings.
Mm. Okay.
And that's helped us overcome conflicts over the years.
Okay. So that would be your special sauce, huh?
Yes.
Communicate what it is you really want.
Exactly.
Right? So even if you don't get it, at least he's clear.
He knows. He knows. And because he loves me, you know, mm-hmm. he will do his best to please me. That's the other
okay.
thing that women may or may not know or remember, is that when you're in an intimate relationship with someone and they love you, they want you to be happy.
It's true.
And they will do what they can, if they can, to help you be happy. Or you can say, well, if you can't do this, then it's option two. So women need to have option A, option B, option one, option two. Be flexible
okay.
in how you meet your preferences.
Okay. Good advice. Good advice. Awesome. All right. So we've got communication and we've got, you know, being clear about what you want. And it's very true. If the marriage is healthy and you just have, you know, healthy conflict and there's still love there, then, you know, people are, you know, that your husband or the wife is going to try to please, because that's, you know, what it's all about. You know, we can go on and talk about the ones that, you know, don't really are no longer in love and they're just, you know, in a relationship and nobody's, you know, wants to work at it. But that's a different conversation. But all right, so that's awesome. All right, so let's take our next station break, and we're going to be back to wrap up the show. And you can hear how you can talk to Patricia about, you know, helping you to set a plan for your life. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have been speaking to the author of the best-selling book, Second Time Around, How to Date Your Right Man. And our topic today has been how to find your diamond the second time around. So Patricia Fouquet is, you know, a best-selling author, award-winning motivational speaker, and a relationship expert. So as we wrap up our show today, I want to ask Patricia, one, is there anything we haven't discussed that she would like to leave with, you know, our listeners today?
Well, I would love to chat with people or let them know a link for the book. And
okay.
So I would ask people to just email me at patricia@datingdiamonds.com, patricia@datingdiamonds.com, and put in the subject line chat or book, and I'll send them a link. In addition, they can find me on linkedin.com under my name, Patricia Fuqua, M-A. That's F like Frank, U-Q-U-A, and all that information is there as well.
Okay. So, and how do they get a copy of your book?
They can get a copy of my book through sending me that email at patricia@datingdiamonds.com, mm-hmm. and I can just send them the link, and we can move it like that. The book,
they can't pick it up on Amazon?
They can pick it up on Amazon, but I really would like to extend that personal invitation to people.
Got you. So when they come through to your website and you send them the book, you autograph it as well?
It's going to be the way it works is that they would be getting I would not autograph it because it's going to be – it's online.
I don't have it in a hard copy.
Okay. Now, if they wanted a hard copy, I could mm-hmm. arrange to do that, but it's going to be online.
Okay. Got you. All right. Any last words that you want to impart?
I want you to be happy. I invite you to hop on the phone with me, and we can chat about my ideas to support you to be happy and to have the relationship you want the second time around. It takes 15 minutes. It's complimentary. And just send me an email at patricia@datingdiamonds.com with chat in the subject line. That's all you have to do. And I will send you a link to the calendar. We can hop on the phone.
Got you. All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, then take advantage of this free chat. It doesn't hurt. Patricia would also send you a copy of her book, which will, go into some of the seven principles that she talked about. We only talked about two principles here today, meditation and goal mining your story. So there's, five out of principles that will help you. Because, she said something during the course of this program, is that the universe wants you to be happy. The universe wants, or God, let's say God, because, I'm a Christian, God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to live an abundant life. And relationships are a very important part of that. There's nobody that can tell me that they're happy just being a loner. Nobody. If they are, they're lying to themselves. We need healthy relationships, So take advantage of, talking to Patricia, telling her your story, she can help you customize a plan, and make sure that you're ready so that you ain't got to get ready. Like that one as well.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to thank you, Patricia, for being on the show. Thank you for, giving us some of your nuggets. As we close off, I also want to remind our listeners to enter to win the free annual subscription to Mixamore, the newest, hottest dating app as seen in Shark Tank. This one-year free membership includes video instant messenger, hotless, chat advantages, and no advertisements, just to name a few. We will have one winner per week of this VIP membership for the next 4 weeks, so get your entries in. To enter, post your review to the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna podcast on iTunes, and then email info@myhelps.us, which is info@myhelps.us, with the subject line podcast review. And you will be entered to win a VIP annual subscription to Mixamore, valued at $74.99. And since today we were talking about second time around, maybe Mixamore can help point you in the right direction, at least give you some action, so you're not bored. Also, remember to subscribe to this show and podcast if you find the information informative And it will be great if you say something on this week's review, if you're entering, and how you found this particular show on podcast and a topic about how to find your diamond the second time around. It would be great to get some feedback on that. You can also head over to my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us. On there, I have the links to all the players. You know, the podcast is not only on iTunes, but it is on Google Play, it is on Stitcher, and it is on TuneIn for the non-iPhone users, the Android users. And if you go to my blog, the links are all there. You can also post your comments there as well. So remember to subscribe. Remember to enter the contest and leave a review. And I would just love to thank Patricia today for her wisdom. I learned a few things. I love the one about, you know, my meditation this morning where, you know, I was, you know, feeling, you know, like it wasn't working. But I like reframing. Reframing is a great word for coaches. And you're saying to find the positive, because we can always find a positive, or we can always find the nugget or the silver lining, as they say, in a situation. So thank you for that reframing. I will use it the next time.
You're welcome.
All right. So thank you again, Patricia. Remember to visit us again same time next week on WDJY 99.1 FM out of Atlanta and the Transform Your Mind podcast on iTunes and all the other players. So once again, thanks for tuning in. Namaste.